or have ascribed certain ESP phenomena in their lives to other causes. In particular, the habit of dismissing ESP phenomena as coincidental, accidental, imaginary, hallucinatory, or, if all else fails, as probably meaningless and worthless, is a widespread way in which the average materialist likes to eliminate the presence of ESP in his or her person. This allows him to stay within his preconceived and securely cemented philosophy, a world in which everything obeys the law of cause and effect, and there is nothing more beyond. Such an artificially restricted world is, of course, at variance with the facts found by science in the universe around us. But, as yet, there are millions of human beings who prefer the self-imposed prison of a partial and strongly biased philosophy to the excitement and adventure of a wider world in which all things are possible, though many things are not yet fully understood. Among the things that many people have as yet not fully grasped are the phenomena generally classified as extrasensory perception. This appears to be the result of faulty education and of antiquated values. Modern science is far from a purveyor of miracles. In fact, modern science is letting us down badly in more and more instances. But the acceptance of an obstructed universe, even though there are continual signs that this does not correspond to fact, is a coward's way of coping with the puzzles of nature. If the facts presented by parapsychology, if the phenomena classified as ESP are true and real, then the old order of things is not. If what I say in these pages and what others in the field of parapsychology have said elsewhere corresponds to generally valid conditions, there is an urgent need to reevaluate the postulations of the past. The law of cause and effect is no longer the only rule by which the universe operates. Even Dr. Carl Jung, the eminent psychiatrist, and his law of meaningful coincidence, or acausal synchronicity, are not the final answers to the problem at hand. Beyond these two relationships, there is a third, superior order of things, the law by which the universe operates in and through man and all things, whether living or not. That law, which I must call, for want of a better name, the universal law, is the basis upon which the facts of ESP can be understood and studied. Once we realize that ESP phenomena obey specific and comparatively simple laws, even though these laws differ greatly from our earthbound laws of cause and effect, then we also come to understand why ESP phenomena can so easily circumvent orthodox concepts, such as causality, space and time, and, above all, logic. We must also keep in mind that these phenomena are genuine and spontaneous expressions of human personality, each incident unique unto itself. For that reason alone, there is little hope of ever reproducing true ESP phenomena in a laboratory, or squeezing the occurrences into the narrow confines of statistics. Only by the competent observation of a large body of such phenomena and the deduction of reasonable conclusions therefrom can we hope to learn how ESP phenomena work and when. This book is not primarily a casebook, giving examples of the literally hundreds of thousands of authenticated cases of ESP throughout the world. There will be some outstanding examples of ESP, but they will be quoted here merely in the context of proof that the phenomena are common and plentiful. My prime purpose in writing this work is to help students and laymen alike understand the nature of ESP and how it works. My views are my own, but they are based upon 20 years of intensive study and large numbers of cases from my personal files and recollection. Since it is my conviction that ESP phenomena are possible to all of us, excluding only those who are obviously incapacitated in mind and body, I wish to help people develop their incipient ESP capabilities.